AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Why would someone do this? The question investigators are asking after a husband and wife opened fire on his co-worker's holiday party in San Bernardino, California, killing 14 and wounding 21 before dying in a shootout with police. This morning, Michael Leiter, former head of the National Counterterrorism Center, says it looks more and more like this was a terror attack. But he says Saeed Farouk and his wife Tashfeen Malik's motives may have been even more complicated than that.
You can be motivated by some radical thoughts, but also target individuals because you felt alienated, you felt disenfranchised, and that led to some of the radicalization.
He was on the Today Show this morning. Last night,
God bless America.
Thousands gathered in San Bernardino for a candlelight vigil, and a man who attended the same mosque as shooter Saeed Farouk says he'd like to ask him some questions if he could.
You just got married, you have a baby. What went through your mind? Especially how did you convince your wife to doing this? Who else did you have to help you, support to do all this stuff like this? I mean, it's something, very, very, very saddening.
3 weeks after the terror attacks in Paris, France is issuing a detailed guide to its citizens on what to do in the event of a terror attack. Its advice: get out if you can, hide if you can't, and alert the police when it's safe. The November jobs report comes out this morning, and experts will be looking for clues that Americans' wages are increasing. Pay has pretty much been stalled in the years since the recession. His manager confirms the death of Scott Weiland, former frontman for the Stone Temple Pilots. He was 48 years old. There is a statement on the singer's Facebook page this morning. This is AP Radio News. Senate Republicans have pushed through a bill that would repeal the president's health care law. Here's Jerry Bodlander.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the president's law is defined by failure, with Senator John McCain ticking off some of the reasons Republicans view it that way.
Rising premiums, increased health care costs, and reduced access to doctors and hospitals.
Democrats led by Harry Reid have a different view.
The Affordable Care Act expands coverage and cuts costs.
The bill also blocks federal funding for Planned Parenthood for a year. Long before the vote, the White House promised a veto, saying the measure would take away critical benefits and health care coverage. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says his hair is growing back after treatment for cancer, and he's asking the public to vote on whether he should bring back what he calls his flowing locks or keep what he refers to as the bald look. He says so far opinion is mixed. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.